Chapter 1. The Ship. It was a cold morning in the winter of 1787. Tom Barnes was very excited when he arrived at Spithead. Tom wanted to find his ship, the Bounty. He stopped an old sailor with a friendly face.
"Excuse me, where's the Bounty?"
Tom asked. The sailor looked at Tom's new uniform and he smiled.
"How old are you?"
he asked him.
"I'm 14,"
replied Tom.
"Come with me,"
the sailor said.
"The Bounty is over there, I think."
Tom and the sailor walked together towards a large ship.
"Ah, yes,"
the sailor said after a while.
"There she is."
"Who is she?"
Tom asked him.
"We call all the ships she,"
the sailor explained.
"And you must do the same. That's how real sailors talk."
Soon they arrived at the Bounty. A sailor saw Tom and saluted politely. Tom saluted the sailor back and turned to the old sailor.
"Thank you for your help,"
he said to him. He looked up at the Bounty for a moment and then turned back to the old sailor.
"She's so big."
The old sailor smiled at him.
"You learn quickly,"
he told him.
"That's one of the two things you must do. Learn everything you can."
"And what's the second thing I must do?"
Tom asked him.
"That's easy,"
the old sailor replied.
"Obey your captain."
The old sailor walked away from Tom.
"Learn and obey," Tom thought. "It's good advice."
Now Tom went inside the Bounty. He walked on the deck and looked up at the masts. They were very tall. He knew that all the sailors had to climb them. For a moment he was afraid.
"But I can learn,"
he decided. Then he went down below the deck. He wanted to find his cabin. It was dark and there were a lot of sailors there. The sailors were noisy and Tom was frightened of them. They were men and he was only a boy. Suddenly the sailors were silent. They looked at someone behind Tom. Tom turned round and saw an officer. The officer was a young man. He smiled at the men and then he looked kindly at Tom.
"You must be Tom Barnes,"
he said.
"I'm Fletcher Christian. I can show you the ship if you want. I've got time before the captain comes aboard."
"Yes, please,"
Tom agreed.
"I want to know everything about her."
Mr. Christian laughed.
"That's good,"
he said.
"A young man needs to know his ship well. His ship and the men in her."
Mr. Christian and Tom walked around the ship together. Mr. Christian showed Tom the ship's cannons. They stood next to one of the cannons. There were two sailors on the other side of the deck, but they did not see the officer and Tom.
"My brother knows Bligh,"
one of the sailors said.
"But you don't know him, George,"
the other sailor said.
"You don't know the captain."
"He's the worst captain in the Navy,"
the first sailor continued.
"My brother told me. Bligh is cruel. And he uses the whip."
"That's enough talk,"
Mr. Christian said loudly to the two sailors.
"Go up on deck and help the other men."
Yes, sir,
the sailors replied quickly.
"Brave men, Tom,"
Mr. Christian repeated.
"Brave men, and it's our responsibility to keep them happy."